trust my harness to keep me safe on the cliff. And sometimes, I don't trust Jesus with my worries.
You can trust Jesus no matter what. He won't let you fall. Well, hey there. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith. What do Jesus and rock climbing have in common? Well, you have to have trust for both. See, on the mountain, you have to trust in your gear to keep you safe. And in life, you have to trust that Jesus will take care of you when you have problems. It's easy to be scared when you worry about the future. That's why Jesus said these words in Luke chapter 12, verses 25 and 26. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Our story today is called Over the Edge. Tamaria let the rope slide slowly through her hand as she backed over the edge of the cliff, inch by inch. She made her body into an L shape with her feet resting on the side of the cliff. She gripped the rope as tightly as she could through her thick left glove, even though Eric had said she didn't need to. The harness around her waist and legs held her up, but she hung onto the rope with her hand, just in case something bad happened. One slow step hop at a time, she inched down the cliff wall, trying not to look down. Her hand ached as she gripped the rope. She changed her direction slightly to go around a big lump in the rock. When she looked down, she saw counselors far, far below looking up. "Tamaria, stop squeezing the rope so hard," Chandra yelled. "It's slowing you down. Hanging on doesn't help you." "I'm okay," Tamaria yelled back, squeezing the rope more tightly while she took her next step. Then something went wrong. Her foot slipped. She dropped the rope and spun in the air, scraping her shoulder against the wall. But she didn't fall. She was floating in midair, hands and feet spread wide, nothing holding her up but the harness around her waist. Apparently, she didn't need to hold the rope with her hand to keep from falling. And now her hand ached because she had been squeezing the rope so hard when she didn't even need to. After floundering around for a moment, she propped her feet against the cliffside and started stepping downward again, this time with her hand only lightly resting on the rope. "It's just like worry," Tamaria realized. "Jesus said I can trust him, just like Eric said I can trust the harness. But I didn't believe him and squeezed the rope anyway. It just made my hand hurt, and it didn't do me a bit of good." As she neared the ground, Tamaria said a silent prayer. "Jesus, please help me stop worrying. I know it just hurts me and doesn't do any good. Help me remember that you've saved me, and that no matter what happens, you'll always hold me up." So how about you? Are you dealing with a hard situation in your life? Do you feel like you need to worry to help Jesus to take care of it? It won't do a bit of good. Jesus saved you when you couldn't do anything to save yourself, and he promises to take care of you. That doesn't mean bad things will never happen, but that no matter what you go through, Jesus will always be with you. You don't have to worry. Our key verse today,
Luke 12, 25 and 26. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest?
And our key thought for today, we can trust Jesus. If you ever have a question about what the Bible says, I really want to help you answer it. And your question could be featured in an issue of Keys for Kids print devotional. You can send me your questions when you go to keysforkids.org/heyzach. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.